If you'd marked your songbook, if you would turn in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 5, 1 Peter chapter 5. Thank you, Trevor, for putting this together. Appreciate all the men that have led us in song as we've worshiped our God today. I couldn't help but grin when Trevor was talking about enchiladas in the wilderness. When I was preaching in Birmingham, the ladies had a class, I think it was on Tuesday morning. And for any of the ladies that had little children, I would teach a little class for the little children while the ladies were having class. And on one occasion, we were talking about the wilderness wandering, and I had already taught them that the Lord had fed the Israelites with quail for their meat and with manna for their bread. And I went back and was quizzing them and said, "Now, what did he give for meat?" They said, "Quail." "What did he give them for bread?" "Mayonnaise." We have sung this morning as we've thought about the trials that we often face, the provision that God offers, and then the hope of heaven that lies before us. I'd like us to end our time together today by reading in 1 Peter chapter 5, begin in verse 8. "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who has called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen." I'd like us to note in this passage that it addresses some of the ideas that we've sung about and we've thought about. We go through trial here, whether it be in the form of temptation. Notice here in verse 8, we are to recognize that we have an adversary that is set to our destruction, that wants to lead us into sin, and we must be sober and vigilant, watching and protecting ourselves against that adversary. Notice, we do live in an age in which there are none of us that are spared from the trials of life or the temptations of life. Verse 9, "As we resist Satan, we can know that the same sufferings, the same trials that we go through, it's not that we are isolated in those, they are shared. We have a brotherhood. We have brothers and sisters in Christ that experience the same types of things. And we gain comfort from one another. We gain encouragement from one another in that recognition. We are strengthened as we come together and don't isolate ourselves, but rather come together. But then I want you to notice there in verse 10, it is somewhat of a prayer on behalf of the reader here. May the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory. Notice what it says about suffering here. Yes, we suffer. Yes, we face trials. But notice, after you have suffered a while, it's only temporary. The hardest thing that we must go through in this life, no matter how severe it may be, is only for a while. And if, in fact, we remain faithful to the Lord, we can have that assurance that before us awaits eternal glory. We can have that assurance that as we remain faithful to the Lord, He, through the blood of Jesus Christ, is establishing us and perfecting us, strengthening us and settling us. And it is for that cause that He deserves all glory. If you're here this morning and you have never been obedient to the gospel of Jesus Christ, you know, you've suffered things in life. You've gone through trials. But understand that even at its best, this life is not free of the trials and suffering that we face. But there is a place, there is a time, a life that awaits the child of God in which those things will be far removed from us. A place of no pain, no suffering, no trial, no death. Don't you long for that? Put your faith in Jesus as the Son of God. Confess Him before men. Repent of sin that separates you from God and be baptized into Christ for the remission of sin. Hope doesn't rest here. Joy is in the same way that suffering is only for a while, even the greatest pleasure here is only temporary. But set your sights on that which is eternal, that eternal glory. If as a child of God, maybe temptation or suffering has led you to doubt your faith or led you to get caught up in the world again, you need to remember that it's only for a while. We need to serve Him faithfully. And as we do so, He will perfect and establish and strengthen and settle us for that eternal glory that awaits us. If we can help you, won't you come while we stand and sing?